Maroons NRL tips. Thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy. Rocks footy.
Yes, that outstanding intro could only mean one thing. It is Maroon on your wireless this morning. Thanks to Alistair and the great people at the Sets and the friendly Fernie. I've got to give him a rap. During the week, you know, this thing that's taking over the country to help the farmers out called Palmer for a Farmer, for a Parmigiana. He had 78 of the Vikings, the rugby union club, were in the grand final on Saturday, coming ordering palmies there on Wednesday night, Maroon.
Oh, mate, that's outstanding. And they're good palmies too at that particular venue. Don't you worry about that.
And listen, you've got to do a cheerio too because our grudge match is on tomorrow night and there's someone at the Fernie that's going to be covered in red. And what is it, the Myrtle and Green or the Myrtle and Red? What are you?
Cardinal and Myrtle. Now, mate, yes, Lily at the friendly Fernie tells me, or she doesn't tell me, but it's come to me via email, that she might seem like the soft, lovely type, but if by chance, and this is fair dinkum, if by chance your Roosters beat the Bunnies, you're barred from the friendly Fernie. So it'll be, for you, it'll be the unfriendly Fernie. So just get ready.
All right, I'll have to cop that one. Now, first up, the elephant in the room. No one can believe what's gone on this weekend with, and I did love the headline in the Telegraph yesterday about the wheels on Gus go round and round, the deals on Gus go round and round. Surely this can't be true. I know you're friendly with Justin Pascoe. Is this going to really happen, Maroon?
Well, look, the thing is, mate, if we all sit back and take a deep breath, the Tigers hold all the aces here, don't they? The Tigers can say, he's not going anywhere. He wants to play football with his son will have to come here. B, if you want him, we want to be compensated financially, and we might have a couple of players out of your roster as well, and we'll redo our roster. So if you think about it, the Tigers are holding all the aces here, and they are a professionally run club now. They won't be mucked around, Tigers fans. They will come out of this with Ivan Cleary or with a big financial payout and a couple of players, I think. But look, it's awful. It's just left everybody in rugby league with a real bad taste in their mouth. You know, our Panthers flexing their muscle. We all love the Panthers as well. Look, I don't know where all the cards land here, but
What about Kenty? Yesterday he said it was a done deal months ago.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But look, if you hear, I heard Justin Pascoe in a press conference say, Ivan came to us with this last week. Then I heard Gus Gould say, well, we decided over the weekend. So, I mean, I don't know who's telling what. Mm. But it's not a good thing. And if I'm a West Tigers supporter, I'm filthy because they're ticking along real well and all they've heard all year is they want Ivan at the Broncos, they want Ivan at the Roosters, they want Ivan at the Panthers. Well, guess what? Ivan has never won a premiership as a coach. And he coaches the Tigers. Leave him be.
Written, spoken, and authorised by Anthony Maroon. Okay, let's get on to the games. Tonight, the Cowboys and the Broncos. Oh, please, Jonathan, just one more time, kick them.
Yeah, look, we'd love to see him have a happy ending. I think the Broncos will have too much to play for. And the Broncos are so unpredictable. They lost last week. They're due for a win. I'll take the Broncos.
All right. Friday night, tomorrow night, Warriors, the 6 o'clock game, up against the Knights.
I'm going to take the Warriors because Isaac Luke's back again, and you see the difference he makes to that side last week.
All right. Then there's a little game between some rabbits and some poultry. What a game it's going to be. Your rabbits are favourites. I love that, Maroon. You're $1.85. The Chooks are $1.96. Why am I even asking him the question?
Yes, indeed. And I tell you what, you better hope the Bunnies win or you're barred from the friendly Fernie.
Get out.
Rabbitohs by 12. Damien Cook will cut holes in them. He'll slice holes in them.
All right, okay. The bloke badge kept him reserve grade all year, the last year he was there. Now, Saturday at 3 o'clock, the Titans and the Panthers. And won't there be some cheers when the Panthers run out in Queensland?
Oh, yeah. Look, I think the Panthers will win this one. It's funny, by sheer coincidence, Cameron Seraldo, the coach, who's the coach there right now, I've known Cameron since he was a kid. As a family... In the family, sort of family friends. he's a lovely natured bloke and he knows his rugby league, and there's no doubt that's why the players love him. And I don't think the Panthers will lose anything. I think they'll win.
All right. Again, that's another thing in the mix. Is Gus going to learn from what the Roosters did with Trent Robinson and hand it over to a young bloke with no baggage?
Look, you start to wonder, though, getting off the point here, do you start to wonder if the Panthers board of directors might be saying, is Gus making the right calls here?
Mm.
You know, if I'm Gus, I'm starting to worry about my own future perhaps there.
Yeah, I know. He's got the Donald Trumps about him. There's a few sort of fake news, what was the tweet last week? The coach, Hook's here till 2020. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I know. He made a good politician.
Yeah. Well, he does tweet. I wonder if he has. That's a late night tweet. Anyway, we'll move on. 5:30 game, Sea Eagles and Bulldogs. I think this will be a good game.
I think so, and I'm going to take Manly Just.
All right, Eels and Dragons, the 7:30 game on Saturday night.
Now, this is my upset. I'm going to take the Eels to beat the Dragons, who have been completely derailed since Origin.
Oh, dear. You're going to be popular with certain members of staff, namely Wendell. Sunday, 2 o'clock, Raiders and the West Tigers.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take the West Tigers here. A lot to play for. And I think the Tigers will get them.
All right, the Storm. They are the 4 o'clock game. You're going to hear it live on Triple M as Triple M rocks the footy, taking on the Sharks. How did they lose that game last week, Maroon? It was a great call, too. It was a really good game last week. You just wouldn't have picked it.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take the Melbourne, because I believe Melbourne, Souths and the Roosters are the only teams that can win the premiership, and I think Melbourne will flog them. Not flog them, but beat them.
Okie dokie. All right. Thank you for that, Maroon. And I'll give you one last go. I know it's confusing from everybody. What is going to happen at the Panthers? What is your scenario you think is more plausible than the other 30 that are out there?
I don't know. But let's say, what if this happened? Ivan goes back to Penrith. Hook just swaps him, goes to the Tigers. 6 months down the track, Cleary and Gus work out they can't work together. Gus leaves the Panthers and everything settles back down again.
Okay. There it is. Looking into his crystal ball. And listen, what was that photograph of you with the torn singlet or T-shirt you had on during the week? Where did that come from?
Oh, well, that was when I was a much younger man. Those idiots at Triple M.
Yes.
And they cut this shirt out for me. This is back when Triple M was at Bondi Junction in Sydney. It hasn't been there for 100 years. And they cut this shirt out like I was one of the Chippendales. And I put it on, and it didn't look too bad at the time, but looking back, it was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, I could tell you were breathing in at the time.
Yeah, well, I think I'd just come out of the Billy the Pig's hotel where I devoured 9 schooners.
I'll put the photo up. You can have a look at it, Triple M listeners. Good calling, Maroon. We'll talk to you next week.
Glory, glory.